You're listening to Amin Chazaro, Daniel Eisberg, Mesteches, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches, Amud Aleph. We're going to start from, I think we left off by the two dots, about five lines from the top, Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Be'echa B'tishrei. So there's a machlokas in our Mishnah, we quoted it a couple times already, that Reb Meir says that the Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema is on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar argue that it is actually the first of Tishrei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra echad darshu. Both of them are darshaning the same pasuk. Shneimark, as the pasuk says, Lov shukarim hatzon v'amakim yatfu bar yisra'u af yeshiru. This is a pasuk in Tehillim Samach Hei. And the pasuk could be translated as Lov shukarim hatzon. That, there's actually a couple ways to understand it, but the way the Rashi seems to understand it is that the sheep of the flock become dressed, v'amakim yatuvar, and the valleys wrap themselves, cloak themselves with fodder, and Yisrael af yashiru, they're gonna Yisrael like a trua, like call out joyfully, and they're going to sing. So that's what the pasuk says. And there's two ways to interpret this pasuk, the two opinions of our Mishnah. So Reb Meir savar emasai lov shukar matzon. When are the sheep covered with extra wool? Bizman shamakim yatvu var. That takes place when the valleys are filled with like fodder. The emasai makim yatvu var. Well, when does that happen? Ba'adar. That happens in Adar. So misabros ba'adar. So during that time, they become pregnant in Adar. So and therefore they give birth in Av. As Rashi says, the epistle on Mishnah in Bechoros, that they are, it's 5 months for an animal's pregnancy. So what this is saying is that, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Shelahen Elul. So Rosh Hashanah is the new year for animals. Most of them are going to be born through Av, so the new year for them would be the following month in Elul. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Emasai Lov Shukar Matzon. When is it that the sheep are covered in wool? Bizman She Yisroel Af Yeshiru, at the time where there is this calling out and singing. Emasai, when is that? Emasai Shibolim Omros Shira. When do you have the shibolim, the stalks, singing shira, the Nisan, that takes place in Nisan. Rashi explains that when the shells of the wheat stalks are hard and the wind blows them against each other, kind of like makes it sound like they're singing. So, misabros. So this takes place that when the grains, the shibolim, the stalks are singing in Nisan. So, and we said that when they are singing, that's when the sheep are covered in wool, which, and so misabros ben Nisan. So that means that in Nisan is the month that they're getting pregnant. And if they're getting pregnant in Nisan, and 5 months later, v'yoldos be'elul, they're being born in Elul, so Rosh Hashanah shelahen Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah for them is Tishrei. So the two ways to read this pasuk are that when are sheep were covered with extra wool, which means that that's, I guess, where they're mating or becoming pregnant. Actually, probably becoming pregnant. So that is so the question. So right, there are three phrases in this pasuk. One of them about the sheep becoming pregnant. The next one about the valleys being filled with fodder, and then when the stalks are singing. So the sheep. So it's there's a reference to Adar, and then there's a reference to Nisan. And then the question is that the first part about the sheep becoming pregnant, is that connected to the Adar one or the Nisan one? So v'idach nami haksiv Yisroel af yashiru. But on the other opinion also sees that there's a phrase that Yisroel af yashiru, which refers to Nisan, sahu ba'afalta. Says that's referring to the later ones. The havin b'Nisan, which happens in Nisan. So what it's saying is that. So the way you would read this pasuk then is the sheep are become pregnant when the valleys are filled with fodder, which is in Adar, and some when the stalks are singing, like the later ones when the stalks are singing in Nisan. But most animals, therefore, are being born in Av, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Elul. That's according to Rameir. V'idach nam yaksiv ha-malkim yatvu bar. Well, this phrase, right, according to the other opinion, meaning Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, the pasuk mentions the valley's been filled with animal fodder, and that takes place in Adar. So if you're going to tell me that it's a reference to Nisan, what's this doing here? So ahu b'charpaisa da'asin me'adar. No, because that's a reference to the faster, growing ones that takes place in Adar. So both of them, both ways to read the pasuk. There's a mention of the animals getting pregnant, and then there's a reference to Adar and a reference to Nisan. And then the question is, which one is the general one that's the rule for the animals getting pregnant, and which one is the, you know, exception that's also included the possibility as well. So the Gemara says, "Mishlo b'le Rameir k'dik siv lab shukar matzon bezman shemalkim yatul bar ve'ikonami yisro af yashiru." So the pasuk flows better according to Rameir, that it says that the animals get pregnant, the sheep get pregnant at the time that the valleys are filled with fodder, meaning in Adar, and then there are also it also happens to some degree when at the time in Nisan. It should say the opposite. Love shukar matzon bezman jesro af yeshiru. V'ikanamida melkam yotu bar. So it doesn't flow nicely. So Ela Marava Rava says, rather, dekuli ama love shukar matzon bezman shabakam yotu bar ba'adar. Now everyone holds that the sheep get big and covered in wool when in Adar, when the valleys are filled with the fodder. V'hacha b'hai krakam afudli. And then this is what they're really arguing. Aser to aser, the pasuk says, "Tithe you shall tithe; you shall surely tithe." So, b'shnei ma'isros akzume daber. This is a reference to two different ma'isros: echad ma'isr behemah ve'echad ma'isr dagon. Remeir sav. So it's right. The simple upshot you might think is a ma'isr dagon, just a ma'isr of greens, but actually includes there's a double lashon to include ma'isr behemah. Now we have a hekish over here. Remeir savar makish ma'isr behemah le'ma'isr dagon. Ma Meister Dagon Samoch Legamro Isuro, Af Meister Behema Samoch Legamro Isuro. So Rameir says there's a hekish over here to teach you that Meister Behema is similar to Meister Dagon. That just like Meister Dagon is Samoch Legamro, that when do you Isuro, that you take off the Meister close to its completion, right? When it's basically complete, it's complete. That's around Tishrei time. Because around Tishrei, that's when they have the asifa. The grains have been drying out for several months, and the asifa is done in Tishrei, right? And that's the new year for Meiser. So af Meiser Behema, some of Lagamro Isuro, so too by Meiser Behema, close to its completion, that's when you take off Meiser. And according to Rameir, close to its completion, that's an Elul. And therefore, or maybe just before Elul, but Elul would be the new year. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would actually agree that that is Samach Lagamro, that El will be the right time, however they argue. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, Makish Meister Behemel, Meister Dagon, they agree that there's a Hekish, and they also agree that the animals are basically ready to go by the end of Av. But Ma Meister Dagon, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei, Av Meister Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. That what do they learn from the Hekish? That the mice that the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema is the same as the Meiser as the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser of Dagon, and of course Meiser of Dagon is the Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei. So too by animals Meiser Behema it's in Tishrei. So there's a machlokes not in Metzius, not in facts on the ground about when the animals become pregnant and when they typically give birth. Everybody agrees that that takes place in Adar time, and the animals actually give birth throughout Av, and then you might think the new year would be Elul. The machlokes is, do we care about those facts and say it's Samuch Lagamro Isuro, or do we say that, no, we just, we the same exact Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Dagon is going to be the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. That's the machlokus of how we understand the Hekish. Is the Hekish comparing Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon and saying that the Rosh Hashanah is the same, or that the requirements for Rosh Hashanah are the same, and that's Samach L'Gamro, and therefore it actually be a different Rosh Hashanah? That's the machlokus. Okay, let's move on. Becha B'tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'shanim. So we said it's a Rosh Hashanah for years. L'may Hilchasa, what halacha is that referring to? Amar Rav Papa L'shtaros, it's for shtaros, for contracts. It's not, as we learned, shtarei chov, hamukdam, and psulin, hamukharin, ksherin. Right? We learned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that backdated documents are puzzle and post-dated are kosher. So over here, it's important to know that the years, and this is so this is what Rosh Hashanah L'shanim is. Gemara says, "V'hatznan be'echav Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'malachim." But hold on, we learned in the Mishnah that the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'malachim. V'amrinan, and then we said regarding that, "V'may Hilchasaf Rav Chisda L'shtaros," and Rav Chisda said it for shtaros. So you're telling me that this Mishnah over here, that the Rosh Hashanah L'shanim is for shtaros. We said that the Nisan is shtaros. So lo kasha kan l'malchi Israel kan l'malchi mosola. It's not a kasha. In the Mishnah when we first mentioned Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, and over here and then it mentions Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, and it's both for dating contracts. But one is for dating contracts if you're going to date by the Jewish king. One is if you date contracts for by the non-Jewish king. But Elah Adam Reb Chisda Lo Shanu Elah Malchei Yisrael Av Malchei Umas Olam Etizri Meninan. But hold on, when Reb Chisda teaches, right? Reb Chisda said back on Daf Gimel that everything that we mentioned in the Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, that only applies to the Malchei Yisrael, but not to the Malchei Umas Olam, because we count those from Tishrei. So Reb Chisda Masnisan Asa Lashminan. Rav Chisda is coming to teach us a Mishnah? Meaning Rav Chisda is coming like he has like some amazing chiddush and a limitation to the din in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah L'malachim is our Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he says, but that's only by Jewish kings, not by non-Jewish kings. If you're going to tell me that the Rosh Hashanah L'shanim line is referring to dating contracts from non-Jewish kings, so Rav Chisda is not telling us the chiddush at all. It's just it's a later statement in the Mishnah. So that can't be that Rav Chisda is coming just to teach us what the very Mishnah he's commenting on says. So that can't be. Rav Chisda kroy asalash minan. No, Rav Chisda wasn't trying to teach you a big chiddush in the Mishnah. He was trying to explain these psukim. He has some psukim that seem to argue with the concept that the new year for kings is in Nisan, the things of Artashasta, etc. So he's trying to figure out what's going on in these psukim, and therefore he teaches us the principle that it's Rosh Hashanah that we count non-Jewish kings from Tishrei. Not he's not coming to teach a chiddush that's already in the Mishnah. V'bay same on another approach. Rav Chisda Rabbi Zeira Masnila. Rav Chisda holds like Rav Zeira. De Rabbi Zeira Amar, because Rav Zeira said, L'tkufa. It's actually for the tkufa. That what's Rosh Hashanah L'shanim? It's for the tkufa, Rashi says, of the tkufa of the chama, the seasons, moladas ha'lavana me'tishrei. And the molad for the months, we start counting that from Tishrei. So, and Tosla here goes into more detail about what exactly it is. But anyway, Rav Zeira gives a second shot in Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, that it's the new year for the tkufa sashana regarding the sun and the moon patterns. So if that's true, this is a different pshat. It's not like what Rav Papa said. Rav Papa said that the Rosh Hashanah L'shanim is for dating contracts by non-Jewish kings, and then we have to explain Rav Chisda. Another way to say that we can understand Rav Chisda is that he disagrees. Rav Chisda disagrees. He thinks that it is a big chiddush that we count non-Jewish kings from Tishrei. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, that's a reference to the Rosh Hashanah for the Tekufa. Rabbi Eliezer, this must be in accordance to Rabbi Eliezer, Damar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. We're going to see later on, Daf Yud, Yeralef is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. This is not Rabbi Elazar. This is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. They argue about when the world was created. Was it created in Tishrei or Nisan? So for Rabbi Zera over here to hold, and Rabbi Chisda to hold like him, that the Rosh Hashanah Lashanim that takes place on Tishrei is to the Tekufa, which is a reflection of when the world was created. So that's assuming like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the world was created in Tishrei. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Lidin. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak gives a third pshat, which is that it is their new year for judgment, where Hashem basically judges what's going to be for the coming years. When does he do that? On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Mereishis Hashanah Ad Acharis Hashanah. The pasuk says that Hashem, his eyes are on it from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Mereishis Hashanah, Nidon ma yehe basofa. In the beginning of the year, it is judged what will be at the end. Interesting that, so mimaydu Tishrei hu, how do you know that it's Tishrei? Diksiv, because the pasuk says, tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Right? Meaning the pasuk says that that from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, but maybe that's not Tishrei. How do we know Tishrei is this time? So the pasuk says that, blow the shofar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's a Tishrei yom of Thursday, blow the shofar in the bakesa, in the hiddenness of the day of our chag. So, ezehu chag shachodesh miskasebo, which holiday is it that the chodesh, that the moon is hidden in it? Havilmer ze Rosh Hashanah. You have to say that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, meaning Yom Teruah, Yom Zichron Teruah that we mentioned in the Torah, what we call Rosh Hashanah nowadays, that's the holiday that's where the moon is hidden. Rashi elaborates. When you think of the other Yom Tovim, right, Pesach starts on the 15th of the month, moon is not hidden. Sukkah starts on the 15th of the month, moon is not hidden. Even Shavuos, which starts on the 6th, the moon isn't hidden. Rosh Hashanah, the moon is barely visible. So this pasuk that talks about this is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Vakesh Yom Chagenu v'ksiv, and the pasuk says ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat le'elokei Yaakov. It is a chok, is a decree for Israel, and mishpat, judgment for the God of Yaakov. So we see over here that Rosh Hashanah is a hidden holiday. It's a hidden holiday, and it's a day of judgment. So it makes sense to say over here that we say Mireishis Hashanah is that at Achres Hashanah, Hashem is judging from the beginning of the year after. So we know that the Rosh Hashanah Lashanim is a Rosh Hashanah for din, and that takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Just one point that I'm not sure where this is, but where I saw this originally, or if I saw it anywhere. But you see, Mereishis Hashanah, so Reishis is actually Osios Aleph Tishrei. It's Aleph Tishrei, at least the way the Gemara spells the Pasuk. The real Pasuk, actually, in the Torah is oddly missing Aleph. And there, I believe, maybe it's the Baal Turim, says that Reishis without the Aleph is Tishrei, but especially the way the Pasuk, the Gemara spells the Pasuk of Reishis with the Aleph, which is again not how the Torah spells it, that's Osios Aleph Tishrei. So, but it would be funny because then it says, Mimai Tishrei, how do you know Tishrei? Okay, can't you just rearrange letters? But of course, that's just a Remez Baalma.